Welcome to Healing Your Families. I'm Emmalou Penrod, your family relationship coach, and in this show, we address six areas of health for families: emotional, financial, mental, physical, social, and spiritual. And I'm really honored today. I have another show host with me who is the expert in financial wellness. I'd like to welcome Patricia Allen. And she is a wealth advisor and women financial empowerment expert. So, Patricia, welcome.
Well, welcome to you, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, I would, everyone has a story. I'd love to hear yours. So, how did you become this wealth expert and especially passionate about empowering women?
Well, my story goes back a long ways. When I was 5 years old, my mom was walking me to school. And I found this wallet that contained $33.01. And of course, I want to start off with my background being raised on welfare. So that gives you the context of all of my background. But I found this wallet. My mom saw it. Her eyes got big. She started jumping up. She was smiling. She was happy. And at 6 years old, it's like, why is she so happy? And that was when I started thinking, there's something good about money. And from that day on, I've never been afraid of money. I've always been interested in money and watching my money. My mother, as she focused on spending the money, and I was just right there with her counting the money. But anyway, so that's how I became interested in money. However, my main interest was after I got married at a very young age. I had two children. Got divorced at a very young age, ended up on welfare just like my mom. And I recognized that I ended up going to college. Okay. Welfare paid for my education. And that put me on the trajectory of earning good money. So I got my degree in medical records. I was the head of the medical records department of the largest teaching hospital. The second largest in the world, that's Cleveland Clinic Foundation. I love that job. However, I wanted to become a flight attendant, not because of the glamour, but because I wanted to have more time with my kids. And so I got into that profession, and then I broke my ankle on a plane, airplane accident. And I was out for 2 years and realized that, I needed to learn how to make my money grow and protect my money. That was the projection of me beginning to take an interest in investing. And that was the start of my investing career.
Interesting. So you learn from life.
Yes, everything has come from a life experience, Emmalou. And the reason why I'm so focused on women is because I used to work with couples, man and wife, and the man did all the talking. The man did all of the made all of the decisions, and I would see the woman sit there very quiet, and I would even invite her to join in the conversation, but she wouldn't. That broke my heart because I know that with women, that we live longer than men, and when the man passes away, he's left us with the decisions that he made. And sometimes they may not be in the best interest of the woman. And I get so many referrals from estate planning attorneys that come from women that are widows or divorced or something like that, and they're clueless about their money. And that is the reason why I'm so passionate in helping these women. And that was when I stopped seeing heterosexual couples and just focused on women.
You realize this is where the education is needed.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And as we move forward into this, our interview today, I will be talking about some of the areas that I feel that are very key for each woman, regardless of whether you're married, single, divorced, or whatever. These are key areas that we need to focus on when it comes to our financial future.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this. I can see a great need for it. Quite often, as women, we're more emotion-led, and we don't know, like you said, we leave this to the men, and we need to know these basics. So this is wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to know those basics because, we need to feel empowered over our lives, empowered over our financial choices, our decisions, and not be relegated to the normal, the task of the home. Yes, we have to take care of the home and the family. We do all of that because we are nurturers, right? But we also need to be protective of our future. And when we're protective of our own financial future, that includes the legacy that we want to leave for our children, our grandchildren, and the example for the women, the young girls in our lives. We need to be financially empowered, and that is what I hone in every single day, financial empowerment for women.
And realizing that we're capable. We can't.
Oh gosh, we are more than capable. I can go into that as a whole different topic, but yes, we have to realize that we have value, that we have worth, and we do have something important to say, to bring to the conversation. I feel that in a marriage, we have to be a part of a relationship, it's a partnership, and it
Yeah.
takes two. It takes two. And so you need to be in on that conversation as well.
So, what's the first blunder we need to be aware of?
The first blunder is not being proactive in managing our money. All right. I start by addressing this. And the reason for that is it runs the gamut from, I don't know how to start, I don't have time, or I'm scared of money. Yes, women say, I'm actually scared of money. Talking about money makes me anxious and makes me nervous. Women need to understand that their money situation to make informed decisions about their financial futures. It enables you to take control of your economic well-being, planning for your future, and effectively navigating life's financial challenges. And that starts with these three things that you need to know. You need to have an awareness of your spending. Yes, ladies, I know we are good at spending, right? You need to have a clear understanding of the key aspects of your financial life. For example, what you spend, how you save, earn, and owe. So let's start with creating a budget that aligns with your values and your goals and your spending habits. A budget that includes your living, lifestyle, and luxury expenses, while also budgeting for savings and discretionary spending. So start by tracking your daily, weekly, and monthly expenses. This will reveal patterns in your spending habits and help you identify areas where you can cut unnecessary costs. You need to have awareness of your savings because saving money is a cornerstone to growing your wealth and financial stability. So here's what you should do. Calculate your income and expenses to determine how much you can realistically set aside each month. Getting clear on your savings goals, such as buying a home, retiring comfortably, or taking a dream vacation. This will provide you the motivation and the direction for your financial journey. And once you have established a solid savings foundation, it's important to consider how to make your money grow for you. And we all want that, right, Emmalou?
Oh, yes.
Investing in assets like stocks, bonds, and real estate and retirement accounts can help your wealth grow over time. And lastly, you need to have awareness of debt. That three-letter word, debt, can be a double-edged sword. While it can help you achieve certain goals, such as higher education or home ownership, excessive debt can be a major obstacle to your financial stability. So here's what I want you to do. Create an Excel spreadsheet and list all your debts, including your credit card balances, loans, and your mortgages. Ads. On this spreadsheet, include the interest rates, the repayment terms, and the total amount that you owe for each debt. Now, if you need to take on debt, ensure that you can comfortably manage the repayments and choose low interest options when available.
I love this. This is debt is the elephant in the room we don't want to talk about, but if we do, we can improve it. We can reduce it. I love what you said about lower interest rate.
Oh, absolutely. I think many people, they don't take a look at the interest rates when they apply for a credit card or something like that. But once you have, taken on this credit card and then you start, piling on different charges and things like that, and then you realize that the payments that you're making, you're not really decreasing the balances. Then you take a look at the interest rate, finally, that you're paying, and you say, oh my God, I'm paying 24, 25% in interest, and I'm not getting anywhere. So being cognizant of the interest rates is very, very important before you take on any credit card debt, if that's reasonably possible.
So be proactive with your money,
Be proactive.
knowing how much you spend, how much debt you are in, how much you're saving and investing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, financial blunder number two is ignoring the possibility of major life events like losing your job, facing illness or a disability, going through a divorce, or coping with the death of your spouse. In all my 28 years, women's top three concerns, and number one starts with outliving their money. Will they have enough to last for the left for the for their entire lifetime? Will they have to change their lifestyle in retirement? It's very, very much at the top of mind of women as they get closer to retirement. And how can they gain more confidence in making financial decisions that work for them? According to the Government Accountant Office, also known as the GAO, women's financial security is impacted by divorce, and they experience a 41% reduction in their standard of living. I can personally vouch for the reality of this challenge. When I went through a divorce at a young age with the responsibility of supporting two kids, I found myself relying on welfare for support. I am incredibly grateful for the assistance that acted as a bridge for me, enabling me to pursue a college education and ultimately attain a well-paying job. And here's another alarming statistic. According to recent data from the Social Security Administration, around 25% of divorced women aged 65 or older live in poverty, compared with 18% of never married women and 15% of widowed women. Yikes!
Yeah.
These statistics are frightening.
They
However,
really are.
yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, however, there is hope, ladies. To mitigate these risks and secure your financial stability, it's crucial for number one, be actively engaged in all financial decisions. Number two, expand your financial knowledge. And number three, learn all that you can about investing. You need to gain a solid understanding of basic financial concepts, investment vehicles, and market dynamics. Utilize reputable sources like books and educational materials to enhance your financial literacy. And also listening to my weekly TV show, Wealthy and Wise. And we'll talk more about that later. This proactive approach significantly reduces the risk of outliving your financial resources. And lastly, financial blunder number three is not saving enough for retirement. I recently spoke with a woman who came to me at the age of 61, and she realized, oh, I'm not going to be able to retire anytime soon. Well, yeah, I won't say it's too late. However, the earlier you start, the better, and you can make up for those years. However, you have to have a more conservative approach in picking out investments that will grow over time because you don't have much time to make up any losses. So you need to be a little bit more conservative if you're, like in your 60s, or even late 50s. And of course, we never know what our longevity will be. How long we'll live, and when we stop working, how many years are we going to have to make sure that we have sufficient income? So I suggest my clients save anywhere between 10 to 20% of their gross annual earnings. Now, in a perfect world, savings would begin in your 20s and last throughout your working years. However, I know when you're in your 20s, that's the last thing you want to do is save.
Oh,
Right?
yep. Yeah,
But
there's a lot more exciting things.
yes. But the earlier you start, the longer, you'll have to make up for any losses. You'll have the opportunity to compound the earnings. And it feels good to know that you have this nest egg sitting aside over here that's growing. So even in your 20s and you really don't want to save money, or even, well, I would say 20s, not 30s, because 30s, you need to know better.
Yes.
30s, you need to know better. But in your 20s, just start with a small amount. If it's $50 or $100, open up a Roth IRA, okay? Open up a Roth IRA, and whether you want to save $50 a month or $100 a month, but save something. And then watch the stock market, and you'll see how your money is growing. And that's going to give you a good feeling that that you are growing your money and you're taking care of yourself. So it's a good way of saying, patting yourself on the back, saying, good job. I don't want to end up like my parents who may have not saved enough, and there they are working way into their 60s and even their 70s. Okay.
And you see them all the time, the sometimes they're greeters at Walmart, and if they're working because they enjoy it, that's great. But and I love the idea of let your money work for you. And you start earlier, don't you have that advantage of the compound interest? It will earn more over a
Absolutely.
longer period of time, as opposed to waiting until you're in your 60s.
Yeah. As I said, if you wait till later years, you have less time to make up for any losses. Like, for example, we've recently had a lot of market volatility where, the market has plunged quite a bit. I mean, hundreds, like very high. I won't, talk about yesterday. It was pretty bad. However, when you see those losses and you're like an older age, you panic, right? You freak out and you don't know what to do. You're feeling bad. It's like, oh, this is my life savings, and you stress. And that's something that I want to help women not be in that position where they're feeling stressed because they didn't save enough. All right. And you didn't pay attention to all of the things that I'm talking about today.
And if time is on your side, don't worry. Over time, the stock market has increased. And if you take the long-term view, it goes up. It'll have the dips and dives, but it recovers.
Absolutely. It always recovers. What they say is what goes up will come down. And once it goes down, normally it will go back up. That's if, it depends on what you're investing in. But the stock market is very high right now. This is doing really, really well. However, there will be days when you'll see the tumbling and the selling off. And it depends on what's going on in the world. We have wars, we have an elections coming up, and different events in our lives that, will provide you with all kinds of reasons to be nervous about your future. So I just want you to stay the course, get involved in an investment strategy that you're comfortable with, and stay the course. Don't sell because everybody else is selling. That's the wrong thing to do. But stick to your financial plan. And of course, a lot of people don't have a financial plan, and I highly recommend everyone have a plan to take care of them, their investments, a plan to take care of their spending, their future, a plan for your life, a plan for your life, because we need money to survive, right? And
Yes.
you need to pay more attention, and that's the reason why I focus on some of these blunders. This is just a few of them that you need to be focused, laser focused, and making sure that you're taking care of your finances. I call take care of your money. I say take care of your money like you would take care of your kids. Okay.
Money gives you options.
Oh, so many options. And the more you have, the more options that you will have available to you.
And this is what you help women with through your show. Now, tell us when that is.
Yes, my show is every Monday. It's every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific. I've been on a hiatus because I've been taking care of my brother as mental illness in another state. So I'll be starting back the show in the first part of March, but you can always go to the Win Win Women website, and you can see my replays. They're still available there. But I would like to also leave you with one last thing, and that is my pig strategy. Pig strategy.
Hey, okay. I want to
The
hear this.
My pig strategy. It's the P stands for protection, I stands for income, and the G stands for growth. And you need all three. You
Okay.
need proper insurance to protect your life, your income, and your legacy. You need to have strategies to provide income in case of illness, disability, divorce, loss of your spouse by investing in income-producing assets. And lastly, you need to have investments that grow your wealth over time.
All right. I love that. So what's the best way for people to contact you? They can watch your weekly show on Win Win Women. How
Yes.
else can they contact you?
Yes, you can go to my website. It's parisfinancialplanning.com. That's Paris, like in France, financialplanning.com. Where you can, there's a plethora of different informative blogs there, lots of information on my website. Also, I'll invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn, where I am posting regularly to provide you with daily updates or with what's going on. Let's see, so my website, the show, and also LinkedIn. So I will provide you with the links to each one of these. And I also like to invite you to consider joining me in my upcoming workshop. It's called Investing Made Easy, where I will be demystifying the world of investing, breaking down investment jargon to invest with confidence. And that's going to be March 13th. Again, I will provide you with the links for all of these ways to get in touch with me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that workshop sounds very worthwhile. Something every woman needs to know.
Absolutely. You need to know more about investing. Don't be afraid because how else are you going to grow your money? It's not going to grow sitting in cash. Yes, it looks good, but you can also hold a certain amount of cash in your investment vehicles, like your retirement plan or your different IRAs or your other types of investments that you may have. So it's very, very important to learn how to invest. And it's in my strategy, this particular workshop, it's really going to give you the comfort and the confidence in knowing that you can do it.
I love it, Patricia. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing these valuable information, three money blunders to avoid, and mainly be proactive. And we'll share those links and get this good information out.
I want to thank you, Emmalou. It's been a while since we last connected, for inviting me to share these tips with your audience. And it's always a joy to be with you. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's my pleasure, Patricia. For my viewers, join me again next week at the same time. Until then, love yourself, love your families. Let's make the world a better place by strengthening families. This is Emmalou Penrod with healingyourfamilies.com.